like to welcome everyone to PS 119, entitled Inguinal Hernia Repair Open Laparoscopic or Robotic. My name is Brian Richmond. I'm the moderator for this session, and my co-moderator is Dr. Gina Rodrales, who I will introduce momentarily. I have no disclosures. Inguinal hernia repair remains one of the most commonly performed operations in the United States. It's estimated there are at least 700,000 cases per year in the United States and approximately 20 million per year worldwide. The majority are still performed open, using tension-free repair techniques. Historically, these have yielded excellent results, and the repair techniques are fairly straightforward. With the advent of minimally invasive surgery techniques, however, surgeons now have multiple options to consider when approaching this common diagnosis. These include, with respect to open techniques, open tension-free hernioplasty, including the Lichtenstein repair, Roodkow-Robbins plug and patch, and so forth. Laparoscopically, surgeons can consider totally extraperitoneal preperitoneal approaches or transabdominal preperitoneal approaches, also referred to as TEP and TAP, respectively. And with the advent of robotics, we now have available robotic-assisted transabdominal preperitoneal hernia repair as well. So questions to consider over the next 90 minutes. Is there a clearly superior choice of approach? And what are the considerations that are most relevant in determining the answer to this question? Our panel participants, myself, my name is Brian Richmond. I'm the Vice Chair of Surgery, Professor of Surgery and Division Chief of General Surgery from West Virginia University in Charleston. My co-moderator is Dr. Gina Rodrales, who is an associate professor and director of minimally invasive surgery at Johns Hopkins, as well as the current president of the American Hernia Society. Dr. Ben Paulus, the Robert Zollinger LeCrone Baxter Memorial Endowed Chair and Director of the Division of GI Surgery at The Ohio State University, as well as the president-elect of the American Hernia Society. Dr. Scott Roth, Professor of Surgery and Chief of Minimally Invasive Surgery, Gastrointestinal Surgery, and Advanced Training and Simulation at the University of Kentucky, as well as a member of the Board of Governors of the America's Hernia Society. Dr. Will Hope, the Director of Minimally Invasive Surgery at the New Hanover Medical Center in Wilmington, North Carolina, and a past president of the America's Hernia Society. And finally, Dr. Archana Ramaswamy, who will join us momentarily, who is a minimally invasive surgeon and associate professor of surgery at the University of Minnesota. All of these surgeons are highly respected and well-published in their fields, and what's important to know when you come to a symposium like this and it's staffed by hernia surgeons, all these guys are operating on a daily basis. Sometimes we've done panel sessions like this and the evaluations have said, well, the credentials of the panel were impressive, but it'd be nice if they still operated. I promise you, in any of these hernia sessions, these guys are in the trenches daily. Our approach to the session is going to be slightly different than most sessions of this type. Typically, when approaches are discussed, each speaker advocates a specific procedure and then discusses its pros and cons. But instead, we've identified several key considerations that are important when any surgeon critically evaluates a new procedure or technology and its role in their practice. Each speaker will then take one of these considerations and critically apply it to all of the available techniques. The topics that will be discussed, first of course, recurrence rates by Dr. Paulus, cost considerations by Dr. Roth, the considerations related to the extent of the learning curve by Dr. Hope, postoperative pain considerations, both acute and chronic, by Dr. Ramaswamy, and finally, by Dr. Rodrales, are there clinical scenarios where one approach is clearly favored over another? This will be followed by an interactive panel discussion for the last 15 or 20 minutes of the session, depending on the time available. I'd like to thank you for your attendance, and we look forward to your comments and questions at the conclusion of all of the presentations.